USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday threw out a series of remaining challenges to election processes and election results in several states left over from the recent presidential election cycle. The lawsuits dismissed were in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. The power is back on for most Texas residents, but massive electricity bills, broken water pipes, and flooding could leave many in financial turmoil. Some estimates predict the cost could surpass the $19 billion in insurance losses from Hurricane Harvey. Houston resident Tabitha Charlton's house flooded during the recent storm. She also had a claim during Hurricane Harvey.
Dealing with the insurance company is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. I can deal with the damage. That could be fixed. But another 3.5-year battle with the insurance company, I don't have it in me.
That audio courtesy of CBS News, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.